Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show, brought to you by Baird Brothers Fine Hardwoods. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack, producer Matt. He is here. Jim Colony, he's in his spot running around this morning. Good morning to you, Chris. How is everything?
It's good. How are you?
Good, 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 good. Public service announcement from your friends here at the Fan Morning Show. And we like to joke around. We like to have fun. But in all sincerity, it is extra dense, foggy out there this morning. Really. Be careful. Plan for it, take your time, and once you get out there, drive slower. Because it was, I don't know about the commute for both of you guys, but for me, definitely pea soup fog.
Yeah, it's one of those ones where you go up on Mount Washington, as Mike Holden did this morning.
Yes.
And you take a picture of the city, and you only see the tops of the buildings, and it's clouds everywhere.
Yeah, so I know that coming down, there was a guy that, in this guy, I don't know if he made it or not, but I was coming down Route 8, and I was in the left lane, and for some reason he felt the need to go about 120 miles an hour in the right lane, and then he went around this one curve, and he kind of veered it into the in-between, like he was in the middle of both lanes.
Yeah.
Then he flicked his high beams on, and that's
not
worse. What you do. Right. Yeah. It just blinds you. Then he just was past me, and I didn't see him laid out against a telephone pole or anything, so I assume that he made it, but just go slow. Really, just go slow. It's really, really bad out there. I talked to Colony today. That was fun. I was walking back. He was heating up his lunch.
His leftovers.
Yeah, and he said it's hoisin chicken. So hoisin chicken he was having. It was some sort of chicken dish with...
Looked like vegetables and stuff.
Yeah, some concoction that Linda made up. And I wanted to ask, this is a great thing, because I got behind just before the guy passed me at about 108 miles an hour. Rory Blair, I don't know if it was him or not. But the guy passed me, he was flying. So... I got behind just before that. I could smell it from, a mile, probably half mile up ahead of me, a garbage truck, because I had my windows down. And it's unmistakable what that smell is.
Yeah.
Like, it's a garbage truck. So I got up to it, and I was like, I got to pass this garbage truck. So as soon as you get past it, you're like...
Able to breathe again.
Oh, I could exhale. Then I got in here, and the garbage gets to you. Then I got in here, and I smelled carrots from Colony's thing. And I'm like... I can't figure out if I like that smell or I don't.
Cooked carrots?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're kind of in the middle for me.
Like cooked carrots at Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And you douse them in gravy and mashed potatoes. You know, you mix everything up on your plate.
You like that smell?
I like the taste. Okay. I don't know about the smell, though.
Well, it gets to this question. What smell that may be just innocuous for a lot of other people?
Right.
That when you, because maybe you had a bad experience with it, or maybe you just smell it, just turns you off. Like, you're just like, I can't do it. It just, it gets me.
Refried beans.
Serious.
Serious. My dad forced me to eat refried beans. It must have forced me to eat them when I was like 8 years old or something.
Okay.
Smell of refried beans to this day makes me gag.
Wow. Refried beans.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Random.
Okay, that is random. I like that one, though. Producer Matt, you got any of those smells that get you?
I'm trying to think.
Yeah? There's a couple for me.
Nothing pops out.
One, like, there's certain cleaning things that are just innocuous to a lot of other people that, for me, it'll make me just, my eyes water, me go crazy. That it, there'll be, like, those allergy-free ones and all that kind of, and it just gets me. But the one that really gets me is whiskey.
Really?
Yeah. Because one time I threw up after I just had it, and I just had to, I was out just cranked with my friends. And this was after college, I think, just right after college. And but I was out with my college buddies, and I threw up. And it is any time now that I even smell it, it just takes me back to
that moment.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so I can't drink it. I can't smell it. There's a bunch of people are texting in sauerkraut. See,
yeah,
I wouldn't mind if my car smelled like sauerkraut.
Yeah, I like that.
I love it. I love it.
No, especially like, like when it's real, like juicy and
give it to me. Give it to me. I wish they made sauerkraut flavored things that hang from your rearview, from your mirror.
Little yellow sauerkraut trees to hang from your
new car scent, pine, sauerkraut.
Ooh.
I'll take the sauerkraut one. You know what? That is a smell that is dividing. It's polarizing sauerkraut. Do you smell your own farts?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I was asking that facetiously. He jumped all over it. Go ahead, run with it, Prince.
You looked at me and asked that.
Yeah, no.
He's all alone back in that booth most of the morning.
People are saying 99 bananas. I don't drink that.
No.
And tequila. See, I don't mind tequila, but I can't drink tequila just straight.
No?
Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. No, I can't. I could have tequila in like a drink. But I can't.
See, you can if you get that like high end, like perfectly clear tequila. I can sip that stuff.
Former Beaver Falls basketball coach Doug Biega has now texted me on my personal phone, which is not different than my impersonal phone.
Public phone.
Yeah, he's not texting on the text line. He says ketchup. How can you dislike the smell of ketchup?
No, let's talk about this ketchup thing, though. I love ketchup as much as the next person, and it's blasphemy to not love ketchup being from Pittsburgh.
Right.
Because of Heinz, but like ketchup chips, I've noticed, are the new thing. Like my daughter has a thing for ketchup-flavored chips, and you open a bag of those things, and they're disgusting.
The only thing I like that is ketchup is ketchup.
Right.
I don't need any. You don't need to.
It's just ketchup.
Correct.
You don't need ketchup-flavored things. Like, Heinz is coming out with this new thing where it's ketchup and mayo mixed together.
I like that.
No. Sorry. Ketchup is a standalone.
I do like ketchup and mayo mixed together on fries every once in a while.
Oh.
Yes. Ketchup. How can ketchup make... We're getting a million texts this morning on the pre-show. PB&J? People don't like... Nail polish. I can understand that one, but it's probably the nail polish remover.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Liver.
Oh.
You want a dirty secret here? I love liver and onions.
Are you kidding me?
I mean, I love it.
Are you 87 years old?
We've been through this. I like liver and onions. I like all the meringue pies.
Oh, well, meringue
pies. Coconut cream.
Yeah. No. That's good stuff.
Anything. What is the other stuff that I like? Anything.
Split pea and ham
soup. Oh, yeah. Anything that old people like, I eat.
Brunschweiger.
Love it.
Oh.
Love it.
Oh.
With a slice of tomato? Yes.
Oh, God.
Absolutely. Anything that old people eat, I love it. A lot of people are saying tuna they don't like. Stewed tomatoes. I'll give somebody that.
I hate
the smell of stewed tomatoes.
It's not so much the smell, just the sight of stewed tomatoes.
Yes.
I don't even want to describe what that looks like to me.
Overripe bananas. See?
Okay, yeah.
I can understand that, I guess. Jägermeister. See, I think we found a common theme. If you've ever...
You have to have had a bad experience with it, whatever it is.
Yeah, and whiskey for me. Maker's Mark. And the bottle's so neat. It's like iconic, the Maker's Mark bottle. And everybody, you know, is in... And that's like... It's not like a big, like high, like big kind of top shelf whiskey. It's neat to people because it has the red wax on it, whatever. Yeah. Like there's much more expensive. But I smell it and I almost need to throw up.
Well, then you had a good night that night.
Yeah. Burnt popcorn people don't like.
Because that'll linger. You burn a bag of popcorn in your microwave, that smell does not go away for a week and a half.
That's why you burn it before you smoke weed in college.
Well, that'll cover up the smell.
Fan Morning Show pre-show. Yes, no, I don't know anything about it. I'm just telling
guys
you.
Down the hall that would do that.
Brussels sprouts makes a guy sick on the text line.
That's another thing that will linger in the house, too.
Wait a minute. He
roasted Brussels sprouts?
Yeah.
Man, I love Brussels sprouts.
Oh, no. I like them, but the smell lingers. Like, I will wake up the next morning after we had them for dinner the night before, and I'm like, oh, God, it still smells like them in here.
Yeah, that is right. I cook them in the oven, right?
Yeah, you put them on a pan, put a little, you know,
garlic salt.
Yeah.
They stink.
You don't like them?
Nope.
You don't like Brussels sprouts at all?
Mm-mm.
Man, how does peanut butter
They'll make your fart smell better when you're back there sniffing them.
I'm still trying to figure out how peanut butter and jelly makes somebody's stomach turn when they smell it.
Peanut butter and jelly is glorious.
Mothballs. That's a neat one.
Okay.
You put mothballs in your closet? They tell you you're like supposed to, right?
I've never seen a moth in my closet.
By the way, the epilogue, I guess, the second chapter, whatever, the end game to this refrigerator delivery, remember we talked about last week?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It came on Monday. Guys, okay. Couldn't be nicer, right?
In the afternoon, of course.
They said between 12:30 and 4. My man came at like 12:37.
Nailed
it. You know, get crushed it. Just how they said they were going.
Nailed it.
So they come up the driveway. Guy puts it in. He goes, well, you're going to have to put the handles on. We don't do that. But one, pack everything else. I go, that's fine. It's three screws on the top. He goes, and the other thing, you may want to get some baking soda because it carries this gas inside of it that it needs let out, whatever.
Yeah.
I opened it, and it was like I almost passed out.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. There's like this some sort of gas trapped in there from like shipping or delivery or however Chris, it was unreal.
They didn't like it, the refrigerator was standing up the whole time, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It was I don't know what how it was like
like it was sucked all the oxygen out of your lungs.
Yes. It was very weird. I'd never experienced that before. Guy acts like he's breaking news here on the text line. Ready? Hey, smell your pee after you eat asparagus. Get out of here.
What?
For real?
You're kidding me.
Does it no
What? Does it smell
way.
Different?
No way.
Never heard of it.
I remember reading something about that, how there's this element that mixes with something within your, you know.
Right.
And it's very strange. It's the only one that does that.
Huh.
Huh. Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, I could smell Maker's Mark right now, and I'm like ready to.
Ready to yak.
Refried
right now.
Beans. So when you eat, do you eat Mexican food?
Yeah, love Mexican food. I'll get black beans. Love black beans. But, like, mashed up refried beans, can't do it. Can't do it. My kids love them. My wife, when we go out to get Mexican or make it at home, yeah. Nope, not me.
My favorite is when you get refried beans from, like, and you buy them at this supermarket, right? And then you take them and you're going to make them with Mexican food. And you go to dump them in, like, the pot.
Right.
And they're just shaped like the can.
It's like the cranberry sauce on Thanksgiving.
Just, like, right there in the bowl.
Has the ridges in the side.
Oh, man. What a show we're going to have today.
It's a big one.
Yes. The Steelers kind of smell like refried beans right now. Maybe.
Kind of smell like producer Matt's farts.
Yes. Well, only mine. Just, I'll let you know, only mine.
Of course.
Of course. Naturally.
The only one back here.
He's a connoisseur.
He needs some Febreze back there. Anyhow, well, that's that. We get into the show. What a pre-show.
Yeah.
Ketchup. How does a guy not like the smell of ketchup?
How are you from Pittsburgh and not like ketchup?
I know. And an accomplished man like Douglas Biega as well, who retired at the right. He like won 11 state championships and retired at 38. I mean, what
a
life.
Way to do it.
Yeah, that's a way to get it done. Anyway, Ray Fittipaldo, speaking of getting it done, the greatest living Keystone Oaks football player, Ray Fittipaldo at 8 o'clock. Houston Nutt. We've had him before. He's really good.
I've never heard him.
Oh, he talks exactly like
station.
You think that Houston Nutt
a
would talk.
A man named Houston Nutt would
yes.
speak. Yeah.
Yes, sir. He joins us at 9:30.
Old ball coach.
He is, and he's great. He's really good. I wish we could have him for longer. We have at 9:30 for about 10 minutes, and we talk a lot of Steelers today. This is the Fan Morning Show.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.